For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is looking to explain a tweet from President Trump which calls for an end to the Russia probe, saying he was expressing an opinion and not giving any orders to the Justice Department. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
It's not an order, it's the president's opinion, and it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president has watched this process play out, but he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times.
The president tweeted, "This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now." It seems the president forgot that Jeff Sessions recused himself from the probe in March 2017 and now can take no action. Rod Rosenstein is the one in charge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reportedly offering to limit the number of questions his investigators would ask President Trump. The Washington Post reports that in a letter Mueller sent on Monday, he offered to reduce by half the number of questions his investigators would ask the president about possible obstruction of justice. This was day two of the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort on federal tax and bank fraud charges. Prosecutors told the judge they may not have Manafort's former business partner Rick Gates testify. The remains of dozens of presumed casualties of the Korean War are now back on U.S. soil following an emotional ceremony in Hawaii. Members of the U.S. military carried 55 boxes draped with American flags off C-17 aircraft and into a hangar. Vice President Mike Pence was there.
We say to you, as one people with one voice, welcome home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A second lawsuit has been filed on behalf of victims of the recent duck boat tragedy near Branson, Missouri. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
17 people, all from one big extended family, died in the sinking of the vessel during a thunderstorm. One lawsuit was filed on behalf of many members on Sunday, asking for $100 million in damages. A second suit filed Tuesday, seeking unspecified damages, both accusing the company ride the ducks of ignoring safety concerns and severe weather warnings.
We don't want anybody to have to experience what we've been through because of the lack of responsibility.
That's Lisa Berry, who lost several close relatives in the accident. The plaintiffs want a national ban on duck boats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Those flying on a doomed plane heading to Mexico City still can't believe all 103 people made it out alive. The plane crashed just after takeoff. Aeromexico has not had a deadly crash in over a decade. The airline said it still isn't willing to rule out mechanical problems. The crash highlights the importance of open areas around airports, land which can act as a buffer if a plane goes off the runway. At least 65 Americans were on board. Passengers say a strong gust of wind and hail forced the plane to the ground. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.